The Kraft Music Hall, starring Bing Crosby and Bob Burns, with Connie Boswell, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and the Music Maids. Bing's special guests for this evening include Frank McHugh of the cinema, Duke Ellington of the swing circuits, and James Hilton, author of Random Harvest. And here's Bing Crosby.
Can't you tell I'm all a flutter? When you're near, I start to stutter. Something happens to me. Don't you notice? Can't you tell? Can't you tell my heart's thumping? When you smile, it starts bumping. Chills go running through me. There's a reason, can't you tell? Your sweet embrace is a heavenly place. I close my eyes and swoon. I kiss your lips and there's a total eclipse. My heart jumps over the moon. Can't you tell I love to hold you? I love you so since I've told you. Won't you make me happy? Can't you tell me you love me too?
Can't you tell I'm all a flutter? When you're near, I start to stutter. Something happens to me, don't you notice? Can't you tell why my heart's thumping? When you smile, it starts to bumpin'. Chills go running through me, there's a reason, can't you tell? Your sweet embrace is a heavenly place. I close my eyes and swoon. I kiss your lips and there's a total eclipse. My heart jumps over the moon. Can't you tell? I love to hold you, love you so, and since I've told you, won't you make me happy? Can't you tell me you love me too?
Oh, your sweet embrace is a heavenly place. I close my eyes and swoon. I kiss your lips and there's a total eclipse. My heart jumps over the moon. Can't you tell I love to hold you? I love you so since I've told you. Won't you make me happy? Can't you tell me you love me too?
Well, now that you're finished, Mr. Crosby, do you mind if I spray?
Spray?
Yeah, spray around. You know. Spray. What you do for moths.
Listen, character, I don't do anything for moths.
That's a fact, stranger. Bing ain't bothered with moths. They won't be seen in the kind of clothes Crosby wears.
We only take colorblind moths. Now blow, will you, partner?
Okay, friend, I'll blow. Wait till I get my spray gun. But wait, let's not be hasty. You got anything besides moths? I mean, maybe flies, or fleas, or termites, or silverfish, or water bugs, or snails, or ladybugs, or lover, or...
Get away from me, boy. You bother me. Now, who are you here?
Me? You don't know me?
No.
Why, I represent the Transcontinental Pest.
You are the Transcontinental Pest, but what are you doing here?
I come to exterminate. Now, if you've got any pests, the Transcontinental Pest Service gets rid of them.
Great. Your first assignment is you.
But I ain't infested.
You're infesting me. How do I get rid of you?
Why, we give you a little powder to shake on your berries in the morning.
That gets rid of you?
No, you. Now, what do you want exterminated? Termites, water bugs, snails, centipedes, spiders, ants?
Say, could you tell me how to get rid of a few uncles?
Why, certainly, friend, certainly. You simply shake some of the powder we give you on their berries in the morning.
They don't get berries. He throws them a bone. Now, who told you we were interested in insect control?
Insect control? We don't control them, brother. We exterminate them. But if you want to see insects controlled, go to a flea circus.
All right. Who told you then that we needed any insects exterminated?
You mean you don't want them exterminated?
Nope.
Well, that's your business. You know better than I do what kind of a place you like to live in.
Thanks.
You going to sing again now?
No, Connie Boswell's going to sing.
Well, in that case, I'll wait.
You like Connie?
Ah, listening to her is like a vacation to me. But when you sing, I keep thinking of business.
Then Connie singing the Carrie Dance should be like 2 weeks in the country to you. Yeah.
West and west is to your places, up the middle and down again. Oh, the days of the Carrie dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, is the old, old tune. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Carey Piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, filled my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Carey dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, is the old, old tune.
Although he can still turn his hand at a bit of miming, as I'm told he does with consummate skill in the forthcoming Warner Brother film Manpower, our friend and Kraft Music Hall alumnus Frank McHugh recently found himself in another field. It was while playing the part of the traveling salesman in Backstreet that Frank realized his future lay not in the theater, but in trade. And that's how he happened to open Francois, a style salon for men, a spot offering the more repulsive sex the same service such smart couturiers as Schiaparelli and Hattie Carnegie offer to women. There was no denying that Frank's haberdashery deadfall was different. Why, I mind the last time Burns and I dropped in there for a celluloid collar and a jazz bow tie. Frank had his back to the door, and he was saying to his clerk,
Now, listen, Ken. When there's dopes in the store, don't call me Frank. I'm Francois.
Oi, oi, busser.
That's pronounced wee wee. And I'll call you Kennesois.
Oui, oui, Francois.
Say, let's get out of here, Bing, before they see us. This ain't no place for men like us to buy clothes.
Ah, but do not go, gentlemen. Welcome to Francois's, the creator of beautiful blouses for men. Here, the suits are beauts, the shirts are the nerds, and the blouses are really blousy.
Man, I bet they are, but I'm looking for a hat.
And you have just the head for it, too, sir. My, you'd look urban in a turban. Don't you think so, Kennesois?
Oh, oui, oui, Francois. But his ears would flap in a cap. Don't you think so?
Now, I thought my type might look well in one of them new off-the-face hats.
With that puss of yours, brother, what you want is not off the face, it's over the face.
I'll take care of the gentleman. Francois, just step right this way, sir. Au revoir, Francois.
Au revoir, Kennesois. Now then, sir, something tells me you're interested in a new hat, too. And I think that something was a sidelong glance at the chapeau you're wearing.
In French, it's chapeau.
Yeah, I know. But one look at that skimmer you're wearing, and I said, poo.
Listen, you're not going to knock this fetching little fedora I'm affecting, are you? I only bought it 5 years ago. I had it cleaned three times, and I've changed it in two different restaurants.
Oh, come now. I bet you're just dying to try on one of our new floppy hats.
What do I want with a floppy hat?
I could tell the minute you came in here that you were the kind of a man who liked to look floppy.
I heard you, Francois. He certainly is.
I said floppy, Kennesois.
You want to watch your diction, Francois.
You may not realize it, but something could be done with the clothes you wear.
You really think so?
Have you offered them to the Salvation Army?
They turned me down cold.
Naturally, they try to rehabilitate men. They know that you can tell a lot about a man from the clothes he wears. Just as you can tell a girl's character from the dress she's wearing.
Oh, now, come. Some of them have more character than that.
Well, let's not quibble. Now, suppose we begin at the top and work down.
That's it.
There must be some kind of a hat that doesn't make you look like an auto gyro. Look, last week was Straw Hat Week. How about a straw? We make them ourselves, you know.
Roll them your own. Roll your own. Huh? What are you featuring?
Oh, we have all kinds.
Let me hear.
The rakish West Indian weave of lightweight, rough coconut straw with the air-enticing ventilation in the crown.
Oh, talking
and
to
a
Dan.
Gorgeous pugri band.
Oh, tell me more.
A perfect foil for red accessories.
Make you know it.
Or the rhythmic South American model woven from the passia plant.
Sounds
fun. Or the airy featherweight hat woven from the genuine hemp fiber from the Philippines. All guaranteed not to rip, tear, cramp, bind, nor stretch.
Are you selling hats or girdles?
Bonsoir, Francois.
Bonsoir, Kennesois. Did you make a sale of soir?
The customer got the whiz of soir.
He lammed a soir?
He didn't buy a thing of soir. After trying on everything in the stores of soir, just for size of soir.
Say, I didn't have the heart to leave when I heard you telling my friend here about the different kind of weaves. I thought this would be just the place to give my Uncle Slug a job.
Does he know anything about weaving?
Does Uncle Slug know about weaving? You ought to see him coming home about 3 o'clock in the morning.
He don't weave, he slithers.
Now you can show me some more stuff, Francois.
Have you succeeded in selling this gentleman a hat, Francois?
A hat? His hat is the least of my worries. Just get a gander at that shirt.
I said, no cracks about the shirt. This is the latest thing down at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf.
It looks more like the latest thing at Scavenger Beach, where the debris meets the sea.
Well, you can knock him if you like, but my shirts wear well.
Wear well?
Yes.
Francois shirts wear so well, none of my customers has ever come back for another.
Can you make something like the one I have on? Some little thing, like only shorter?
Shorter than the one you have on?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, brother, you belong in the collar department. Hello, Kennesois.
Hello, Francois.
Kennesois, will you please take this gentleman over to the collar department?
With pleasure, Francois. I've taken Mr. Burns' measurements for everything. You can go ahead and take his order. Bonjour, Francois.
Bonjour, Kennesois. Now, Mr. Burns, I don't suppose we'll have any trouble with you. Regarding the, financial arrangement?
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. I just signed a 3-year contract.
Oh, really? With whom?
A used car dealer.
Well, I'm sure we'll be able to make some financial arrangement for your purchases.
Well, it'll have to be pretty good to beat the deal they give you over at the used cars. Do I have to sign anything?
No signature.
Do I have to have a co-signer?
No co-signer.
You make a lien on my salary?
No lien.
Well, there's a down payment.
No down payment.
Mm.
Of course, at the end of 5 years, we expect you to pay a little. Shall we say, 10 cents?
I knew there was a catch in it.
Of course, that won't stop you from making your purchases here, I trust.
Oh, I don't want to buy anything.
You don't want to buy anything, but you got fitted. You had all your sizes taken.
Well, I just wanted to get my sizes so I can order the stuff from the mail order catalog.
Hello, Francois.
Attendez, Kennesois.
I just sold Mr. Crosby an entire new outfit, complete with slashed necktie, sheer bodice, scissor silhouette, rhythmic backline, and bare midriff.
Oh. How about my open-toed golf shoes? How do I look?
How do you look?
Yeah.
You're a double lovely. You're so super sweet. To be more specific, you're triple terrific. You knocked me off my feet.
You mean I'm a double lovely? Just a work of art.
Honest, you're so charming. It's really alarming. You're in a world apart.
Oh, gee, kid. And to say you're simply thrilling would be an understatement by far.
Tell me more.
Mister, you could get top billing
over any Hollywood star.
Like Rin Tin Tin.
You're a double lovely.
I'm a dream come true.
So just get your check out.
I'm sticking my neck out.
You double lovely, you.
If I'm double lovely, strictly entre-new, I think I should tell yous, let Kenneswah sell yous the stuff that's lovely, too.
We have a fine long weekend ahead. Lots of you will probably be going on a picnic, and that's a special reason for hoping that there's a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing in your refrigerator tonight. We have a fine long weekend ahead. Lots of you will probably be going on a picnic, and that's a special reason for hoping that there's a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing in your refrigerator tonight. Your picnic eats, salads and sandwiches too, will have extra zest with Miracle Whip. My, but that dressing is good in sandwiches. Meat sandwiches, lettuce sandwiches, tomato and bacon. With Miracle Whip, they're news. And for salads, of course, there's nothing like Miracle Whip. All America says so, says it so firmly, that Miracle Whip actually outsells the next 20 leading brands combined. That's why it's really not at all improbable that there is a jar of Miracle Whip in your icebox. And if there is, and if you are going on a picnic, here's a tip. Instead of mixing your salad at home, put the makings in your picnic basket along with your jar of Miracle Whip and mix the salad after you get there. That way it will be deliciously crisp. But mixed at home or mixed on the spot, your salad's sure to be a winner with Miracle Whip salad dressing.
It was wonderful then, and it's wonderful now. It's been wonderful weather since we're in love. It was beautiful then, and it's beautiful now. Just because we're here together, and oh, so in love. It was wonderful when we had wonderful dreams. Then our wonderful dreams all came true. About a million smiles from now, we'll still be telling how it was wonderful then, and it's wonderful now. Wonderful dreams all came true. About a million smiles from now, we'll still be telling how it was wonderful then, and it's wonderful now.
His recent appearance here in the Old Kraft Music Hall, having elicited so many salvos of approval, we corralled Duke Ellington for a repeat performance as soon as possible. Currently dividing his time between the Trianon Ballroom in Southgate and rehearsals for his promising musical review, Jump for Joy, which will feature his talents both as actor and composer, the Duke, whose prowess at a piano is practically legendary, is at the moment prepared to regale us with the piano and bass treatment of a thing called Stomp Caprice. A jump written by the little Duke. That would be the Duke's son, Mercer Kennedy Ellington. This is with the Duke, the elder at the piano, and James H. Blanton, Jr., the Ellington Aggregation's maitre d' of the big bass V.
Do it, Duke.
Solid, Duke. Very solid James H. Blanton, Jr., too. I must say, Old Caprice was stomping good. If that's a fair sample of what you've been cooking up in this new show of yours, Duke, this Jump for Joy, it ought to be quite a thing.
Well, we hope it's quite a thing. It's what we have in mind, anyway.
And if the Duke had a hand in it, Bing, you can bet it'll be quite a thing.
Frank's with you, Duke.
Well, we were together in Ziegfeld's Showgirl back in 1929.
1929. Gee, that seems like a long, long time ago.
Oh, not so long ago. In that show, I played the romantic juvenile lead.
As I was saying, 1929 was a long, long time ago.
Now, look at here. That wasn't much before 1929 that you came to New York, was it, Duke?
About 3 years. I got started in the old Kentucky Club at 49th Street, around 26.
The old Club Kentuck. Quite a spot.
Yeah, I heard things used to be jam up there, Duke.
Well, when it got to be about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd send the boys home in the van and really get started to making some money.
Started making the suckers spring a little, huh?
Well, they used to throw me a dollar or two, and then the girls in the show would say, "Why, brother, this is Broadway, not Pickle Barrel, PA." Then they'd start throwing double sawbucks.
Oh, my. Must have been a pretty autumn, all those yellow leaves flying around. Just to give us an idea of what the Duke was doing to earn those 20s back in the Kentucky Club nights, here's a thing that really used to amaze the ringsiders. The Duke's treatment, one of the nation's better-known songs of sorrow, was John Scott Trotter and the boys laying in when the Duke is laying out.
Thank you.
Reader's Digest version of Frankie and Johnny. Sure swell, too, Duke. That, friends, gives you a silken sample of a traditional tune that was very big in the Kentucky Club back in 1926. For a traditional tune that was equally big all over during the 18th century, if you remember this one.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee all through the night. Soft the drowsy hours are creeping, hill and vale in slumber sleeping. I, my loving, vigil keeping all through the night. While the moon her watch is keeping all night, while the weary world is sleeping all through the night, o'er thy spirit gently stealing visions of delight revealing. Breathe a pure and holy feeling all through the night.
It's wonderful to think that a song like that should stick in man's memory for two centuries. Proves there's something really down to earth about it, I guess. Just how far down to earth is best described by the revelation that here we are down to Ken Carpenter.
One of the fields in which scientists have gained much new knowledge lately is the field of nutrition. The importance of vitamins and minerals and the so-called protective foods which supply them is more and more widely recognized. Salads, of course, are among the finest protective foods, and salads dressed with Miracle Whip are downright delicious eating. Just on plain lettuce or cabbage, that lively Miracle Whip flavor is a joy. And how grand it tastes on tomatoes, how perfect it is with fruits. A unique combination of zestful old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, Miracle Whip salad dressing has a very special flavor all its own. It's not too bland or oily, not too sharp either. It's just exactly right. There's pleasure for you, too, in Miracle Whip's creamy smoothness, a pleasure that only this one dressing can give. For Miracle Whip is mixed in a remarkable beater that's used exclusively by Kraft. For Miracle Whip is mixed in a remarkable beater that's used exclusively by Kraft. The next time you go to your grocer's or call him on the phone, include a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing in your order, a quart-sized jar, because that's the thrifty way to buy. In Canada, this economical large size is known as the 32-ounce jar. Serve some kind of salad with Miracle Whip at least once every day. That's a health rule your family will cheer. Remember the name, Miracle Whip Salad Dressing. It's America's best-liked brand. Dr. Crosby, I came to see you about something pretty important.
Oh, new routine?
Yes, sir.
Let me hear.
A friend of mine is getting out of school next week, and, well, he'll need a job.
A problem that you'll never have to face.
You don't think I'll get a job as soon as I get out of school?
I don't think you'll ever get out of school.
Now, please, Dr. Crosby, this is serious. The boy needs work, and, well, I thought you might know of something.
Well, I haven't anything right at hand, Carb, but I shall look around. Tell the lad to give me a ring.
Oh, I'll give you a ring myself, sir.
I was afraid of that.
That is the best kind of ring what I'm getting from anybody, Carb. Generally, somebody wants to borrow my putter when they ring, or to ask me if I want to open a drive-in, or tell me my horse ran out again, or trivial affairs like that, while Kraft Music Hall matters involving Frank McHugh, James Hilton, Burns, Trotter, Connie Boswell are hanging fire.
Gee. Huts up, Rawlson, on the river, and a brawl, and a brawl of Suez. Huts at Rawson on the Rillera, and a brawl of Suez. Huts at Rawson on the Rillera, and a brawl of Suez.
Now the Rawson is a Swedish town.
The Rillera is a stream.
The brawler is the boy and girl.
And the Hutsut is their dream. Hutsut Rawson on the Rillera, and a brawl of brawler Suez. Hutsut Rawson on the Rillera, and a brawl of Suez. Chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. A foo young gum, gum all my chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop. A moo goo guy, pan lit your chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. A lobster fried rice all my chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
Now the moo goo is a kind of foo.
The lychee is a nut.
Lychee nut. The sub gum is to fill your tongue.
Chow mein is finely cut.
Moo goo guy.
A moo goo guy, pan lit your chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. Foo young sir. Gum, I'm a chicken chow mein. Pass the budget.
Goo, goo, lit your chicken chow mein. Chicago chop chop.
Oh, I don't blame you, Bing. I don't blame you. I didn't blame you. I couldn't have kept up with that myself. You know, Bing, I was just thinking. Now, them words that you were saying over there, they'd probably be perfectly plain to some Swede or some Chinese. Huh? But like a lot of things you say around here, I didn't understand a word of it. What reminded me of that?
Funny.
You probably wonder why I'm talking this way, but I just happened to, while you were singing that, I was sitting over there thinking, we got a lot of expressions down home.
That's all?
Down in Arkansas that, yeah. I'll bet you that other people wouldn't know what they are.
Like, for instance?
Well, now, I got a letter from Grandma today.
Grandma wrote you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Grandma was telling me in the letter that Uncle Fudd got a job at the Commercial House. That's the big hotel down there.
Yeah.
14 rooms. And said that Uncle Fudd got a job down there as an heir. Now, I'll bet a lot of people don't know what an heir is.
Well,
myself. What does it mean?
The reason I know, of course, because I used to have the same job myself. Here, in the hotel, they only had one bathtub.
Yeah.
And that was located down the middle of this big, long hall. Yeah. And it was my job. I was the best I ever had there.
What'd you do?
Well, I stood out. When somebody was in the taking a bath, I stood outside the door, and when somebody else started to go in, I'd say, uh-uh.
Oh. You are really a man of many facets, aren't you?
I certainly am, and there's a lot of things that Grandma said that I myself wouldn't believe if I hadn't seen it right there in her printing. Now, she said down there, she said that everybody's got jobs.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna go.
Yes, she
for that.
Did. Everybody's working.
No.
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't go away.
Cut the deck,
don't,
somebody.
Now, don't go away here. I'll show you. See, right here. There it is, right there. See?
There it is.
Yes, sir. Yeah. She says, I take my pen in hand to tell you everybody's working.
He's right.
I'll tell you, and I wouldn't dare read this letter. Grandma's going to kill me when she finds out I'm reading it, but here lately, Grandma has been writing some things as kind of a note of sadness in her letter, and this is the first real cheerful letter I've gotten from her, and I think I owe it to you people to read you her letter, because it's just full of cheer all the way. It says, I take my pen in hand again to let you know we are all doing fine. The government is buying up everything down here. Your Uncle Hod not only sold the government his oats, but they gave him $44 for the straw. And you know, Robin, that ain't hay. Personally, I think Grandma ought to be ashamed of herself saying anything. Now, if your kinfolk could just hold the jobs after they get them, they would all be working. Well, they ain't doing so good again. But your cousin Lobelia got let out at the canning factory. For a while, they thought she was the champion cherry pitter of the factory. But they found she was pitting out more cherries than she was pitting out pits. He said, your cousin Purnell got a good job as a shoe clerk at Tate's Shoe Store because he knows more about shoes than any boy in Van Buren. Well, he ought to know more about shoes than anybody there. I happen to know he's been wearing them every Sunday for 2 years. But it says, but he got let out. I declare that boy can't hold a job but save his life. He's been let out more times than Trotter's pants. Well, anyhow, I didn't mean to butt into Grandma's letter here. She says, they fired him because he couldn't be serious with his work. Every time a lady customer come in with holes in her socks, Purnell wanted to play this little piggy went to market. They, on account of so many men working on preparedness jobs, they give your Aunt Pudgy, that's my fat aunt, gave your Aunt Pudgy a job delivering mail, but so many complaints come in, they had to let her go. I guess she is too fat to carry mail in this hilly town. She perspired and panted so much that she steamed open all the letters. Honestly, ain't that terrible? I think that's awful. She said, it just looks like your Uncle Slug is the only one who can hold down a good job very long. He is working for some ladies who are giving lectures on the evils of the demon rum. Your uncle sits on a stage with a big sign that says, don't let this happen to you. His work only takes him an hour each evening, but he has to stay up and drink all night so he'll be fit for work the next day. He said, sometimes I wish he would make good in some other line of business. But the poor boy has tried out every slogan he ever heard on how to be successful. He has tried keeping both feet on the ground. He has tried keeping his head in the clouds. his eye on the future, his nose to the grindstone, and his shoulder to the wheel. But he says he still gets better results with his foot on a brass rail. For the sake of his health, I got Slug a badminton set, and the boy is just crazy about it. When the weather is bad like today, he practices in the house. He is sitting right now in front of the clock with a jug in one hand and a racket in the other, waiting for the cuckoo to come out. The boy is getting awful good. Last night, he hit the cuckoo 11 times at 12 o'clock. Well, now then, that's the end of Grandma's letter. I didn't read you where she says I will close because it's a regular thing. So I'm going to play her tonight the piece that is the number one hit down in Van Buren right now. It's And the Band Played On. Go ahead, boy. Bing, now that was Bing. Just, I want you people to know that that's professional jealousy. He was beating the drum. Now go ahead and explain.
I belong to the union. Beat him now. Forestalling any chance of the band playing on and on and on, let's head them off, John Scott, with Maria Elena.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to a prayer. Maria Elena, can't you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like the echo of a sigh. And when you're near my heart, can't speak above a sigh. Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two. To share this love is really all I ask of you. Say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two. To share this. this love is really all I ask of you.
No stranger to the Old Craft Music Hall, this being his third visit, our friend James Hilton, author of Lost Horizon and Goodbye, Mr. Chips, as well as the current best-selling novel Random Harvest, Mr. Hilton has done much to raise the cultural status of the hall. Really, just knowing Jimmy Hilton has polished off some of the rough edges so noticeable on mugs like Burns and me.
Hold on now, Bing, please.
Am I getting out of line?
Well, that's what I want to find out. Look here, Bob, are you going to let this mug call you a mug?
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy, I always say sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Yeah.
I'm certainly proud of the way I've raised the cultural status of the Old Craft Music Hall.
Ah, you did the best you could, Mr. Hilton. Don't hate yourself.
I'll try not to, Mr. McHugh.
If you think these blow eaters talk foolish when you're here, you ought to get a load of them when they carry on when you ain't here.
Frank, here, here. Ain't? You realize you said ain't in the presence of James Hilton?
Ain't right, huh?
It ain't nothing to worry about, Frank.
It ain't? Thanks, Jimmy.
Just a minute there, men. How's about letting a gal in on this and set me straight? Now then, Jimmy, are you telling us there's nothing wrong with ain't?
Nothing in the world, Connie. And I especially like ain't because it's a favorite word amongst London Cockneys.
Then you mean my grammar's all right?
And I like your grandpa too, Bob. What's his name again?
Why, Jimmy Hilton, ain't you ashamed of yourself making a corny gag like that?
Now, look, Bob, does Jimmy Pan your English?
Well, no.
Then you better lay off his jokes.
Well, all right, but, well, in a way, jokes are my business.
And writing English is Jimmy Hilton's business.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'm a bad boy.
No, you're not, Bob.
Boy, there's an impersonation, ain't it?
Oh, no, you're not, Bob. Too many people, I think, speak English by rule instead of by ear, which is, after all, the way we first learn it. And since the English language is the property of the people who use it, I believe it should be just as democratic as the governments of the English-speaking peoples.
Is that clear to me?
If not, maybe I can simplify it. The democratic form of government, as we understand it, means that the government, duly elected by the people, remains in office as long as it serves the people. With grammar, it's the same way. A rule in grammar should stay only as long as it serves the people. If more people, for instance, say, I ain't going, than say, I am not going, then sooner or later it becomes correct to say, I ain't going. Is that clear, Frank?
Perfectly. But just between us, Jimmy, why ain't you going?
I'm afraid I'm being taken a little too literally for comfort. But then it should teach me not to make elaborate generalizations.
Oh, I'll always take a Hilton generalization over any cross-index, documented, checked, and double-checked report from Robin.
Bing, in putting Hilton against Burns, you're making one of these two men and matching him away out of his class.
Well, it ain't me. I can cope with anyone.
But can anyone cope with you?
Now, what in the world does he mean saying a thing like that? Honestly, sometimes I think, what I mean is sometimes I get to thinking...
I doubt it very much. Take Jimmy Hilton here. He's a man who really thinks for keeps.
Well, is that so? Yes. Well, I'd like to see him prove it. I'll outthink him right now if he wants. Why, when I was a boy, Mama used to tell me I had brains I'd never use. That was 30 years ago.
They're still as good as new, too. Jimmy, on the other hand, Jimmy's kept his brains active. Only a thinking man could have made the suggestion that Jimmy made to me the other day, that our Memorial Day should become an international holiday.
Yes, a day dedicated to the memory of men who gave their lives for a cause they believed to be right. Perhaps it could be extended to encompass hundreds upon hundreds of unsung heroes who have given their lives to science, to engineering and construction, to education, all of them dedicated to an ideal of ultimate perfection towards which they were striving. They, too, are unknown soldiers, the unknown soldiers of civilization.
Well, it would certainly make Memorial Day less a day to be sad on and more of a day to be proud on, wouldn't it?
Yes, proud as well as sad. And recently I had a thought about it that you could call hopeful, too. Almost a cheerful sort of idea. It struck me that there's a lot of awfully good news that never gets into the papers because we don't know it's happened till years afterwards.
You mean like one of Bing's horses crossing the finish line?
Bob, please, this is profound talk here.
This is what I mean, Bob. On April 15th, 1865, every newspaper in the country carried the sorrowful headline announcing the death of Abraham Lincoln. But wouldn't it have been wonderful if, on February 12th, 1809, every newspaper could have carried a headline saying, "Great man born today in Hardin County, Kentucky, 3 miles south of Hodgins Mill."
That's rather long for a headline, but it is a pity such a thing as that could never happen. Can you imagine what would have taken place in Van Buren the day the Press Argus broke out the headline, "Bazooka player born today"?
That's not a headline, that's a storm signal.
Well, everything can't be wonderful, Jimmy. Or are you looking for another Shangri-La?
No, Bing, not that. But even though the idea of headlining a great man's birth is fantastic, it's an encouraging thing to imagine, don't you think? I mean, supposing tomorrow we were to pick up a paper and find all the discouraging items relegated to the second page, and the first page devoted entirely to a story about the meeting of John Smith and Jane Robinson at a dance in Iowa, or in an air raid shelter in London, or in an elevator stuck between two floors in a New York office building. We should think the editor had gone crazy, of course. And yet, it's just possible that the John Smith and Jane Robinson who meet today will be the parents of someone whose life will make more good news for humanity than all the horrors of today's headlines. And just because we now commemorate the lives of those who have passed on, let us also think of the lives that are to come. Let us believe that there are boys and girls in our homes and schools who will succeed where so many of us have failed, who will build where others have destroyed. Let us believe in the future of our country and our cause, so that we can face the worst newspaper news with the secret headlines of our own hearts: courage, hope, faith, victory.
I guess no lights can ever go out with such secret headlines in our hearts as courage, hope, faith, and victory. By way of reciprocation, Jimmy, for an inspiring thought, may we offer you the best we have: Connie Boswell and a ballad, "The Things I Love."
The glow of sunset in the summer sky, the golden flicker of the fireflies, the gleam of love light in your lovely eyes, these are the things I love. A silver moonbeam peeping through the trees, a bed of tulips nodding in the breeze, the look you give in answer to my pleas, these are the things I love. Once I thought that life was just a winter thing, my heart was cold. Then you came to me, and like a breath of spring, you turned the silver snow to gold. A robin serenade when day is through, a babbling brook beside our rendezvous, your sweet voice whispering, "Darling, I you. These are the things I love. Oh, once I thought that life was just a winter thing. My heart was cold, and then you came to me, and like the breath of spring, you turned the silver snow to gold. A robin's serenade one day is through the babbling brook beside our rendezvous. Your sweet voice whispering, darling, I love you. These are the things I love.
Lovely, Connie, as ever. And speaking of things we love, here's Ken Carpenter speaking of things we love.
Of course, every housewife wants to give her family the foods they like best. And that's exactly why we urge you to try Miracle Whip salad dressing. It's the brand that all America prefers, and until you've tried it, you just don't know how good salads can be. Miracle Whip, you see, is a different kind of dressing. To make it, fine mayonnaise and old-fashioned boiled dressing are blended together by a special recipe. And Miracle Whip is mixed a different way, too, in a remarkable beater that's patented and used exclusively by Kraft. Naturally, then, Miracle Whip has a flavor and texture no other dressing can give you. A lively, peppy flavor that makes salads exciting, a creamy smoothness that you love. The very next time you buy salad dressing, ask for Miracle Whip. Find out why all America likes this kind so much the best.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss.
Well, class takes up again next Thursday, augmented by such popular favorites of cinema and cafe society as Bill, Hopalong Cassidy Boyd, and young Jerry Lester. Also, Connie Boswell is positively going to play the cello. So till next Thursday, bonsoir.
Next Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, is the first day of National Hotel Week. So tonight, Kraft would like to pay tribute to the hotels of North America and to the men and women who make us so comfortable when we're away from home. Hotels are an asset to the community, a service to the people. Kraft salutes the hotels of North America. The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Have you heard Romalta, the malted milk Roomba? On days when you want to give the family a lunch that is quick but healthful and good, too, do this. Make up sandwiches and serve with a frosty glass of luscious chocolate malted milk. Now, there's a real drink. And it's ready in a jiffy when you use Kraft Sweetened Chocolate Flavored Malted Milk. Combined with the fine nutrients of milk, a Kraft chocolate malted gives quick food energy to youngsters and grown-ups alike. Now that's why it's genuinely refreshing as well as delicious. Kraft sweetened chocolate-flavored malted milk comes in 1 and 2 pound sizes and in the new 10-cent packages. Get some from your food store tomorrow. The Rudy Valley Seal Test program will follow immediately over most of these same stations. This is the National Broadcasting Company.